I am Anil Alvin Paul from 2nd year BA Gs. Today I am here to introduce one of my favorite books, that is Oru Deshathinte Kadha, written by the veteran Malayali writer S.K. Pottekkad. S.K. Pottekkad is famous for his travelogues. Throughout his literary life, he has written 18 travelogues. His travelogues are considered to be masterpieces in Malayalam literature. Through this novel, Pottekkad sketches the lives of the men and women in a village called Adiranipad. It is a nostalgic novel and an autobiographical stance that haunt the reader enormously. Through this novel, S.K. Pottekkad won the Kendra Sahitya Academy Award in 1972 and Jnanpith Award in 1980. I read this novel actually 3 years ago when I was studying in plus one. For a child like me who was raised in a busy town like Ernakulam, this novel brought in the goodness of village life. As the title of the novel suggests, it is a story of a Malabari village called Adiranipada. It revolves around the initial 20 years of the protagonist Sridharan's life in his hometown Adiranipada. While the story of Sridharan have only a moderate importance and interest, it is the happenings and people of Adiranipada and Sridharan's relationship with his father Krishnan Master that makes up the core of the story. The story begins with the birth of Sridharan and continues till he is about 20 years of age. In between, the author takes the reader through numerous happenings in the village. Hundreds of characters who make up the natives of the land and anecdotes concerning them. Sridharan's relationship with his father, who was an epitome of truth and dharma, also has been described. Sridharan finally is forced to leave the village when his father dies. The author winds up with Sridharan returning to the changed village after he left 30 years before. There are numerous fascinating things about this novel. The first one is amazing characterization of almost 100 characters and the story of their lives. The most interesting of them is Kunyapu, Sridharan's elder brother. The role Kunyapu plays in his life, starting from being a military man and then to a painter, railway workshop fitter, Congress volunteer, and the related happenings are really a treat to the reader. The magical world of Elanipoil is another interesting fact in this novel. Elanipoil is a village which is half forest and half agricultural land where Sridharan goes to stay during vacation. One would not believe that such a world exists. When he reads Sridharan's adventure in the jungle with his friend Appu, how many unheard birds does he hear singing? How many unheard fruits does he eat? How many unheard trees does he climb? Sapra's Circuit. It is one of my favorite memory about that novel. The midnight mischiefs done by Sridharan. Here, Sridharan is referred as minor by his senior friends, as he is the youngest member in the group. In this Sapra Circuit is a kind of mischief Sridharan and his friends are doing during the midnights, which is more than entertaining. There are more than a few moments where the reader may feel his eyes getting wet when Sridharan comes to know that Narayani is dead. Sridharan was emotionally attracted with the crippled sister of Appu, Narayani, and when Sridharan's loving brother Gopalatan dies, and also when Krishnan Master, Sridharan's father, dies, and at last when Sridharan finally leaves Adiranipada. There would be 100 original characters in the story because all of them are normal people like carpenters, study workers, etc. It's really unbelievable how the writer explains the history and heroics of each letter, relates them to the central story and happenings. The reader is left to wonder whether such a small village would have so many interesting people. Altogether, Oru Deshathinte Kadha is a very engaging book, because the reader would be left with a hangover at least for a couple of days. I will surely suggest this book for those who have not read this during this lockdown period, because it will give a beautiful experience to each of its readers. In short, Oru Deshathinte Kadha can be said as a must read in Malayalam or even Indian literature. Creations of such magnitude are rare to find. Thank you.